Hope you enjoy it. Rick Thompson. Make a daily plan. First things first, you simply cannot be productive if you don't know what you want to accomplish. This is why it's critical for you to create a plan that you can flawlessly execute when your 10-minute productivity period rolls around. A plan also helps you avoid procrastination and prevents you from spending your 10 minutes on organization. The way in which your daily plan takes shape will depend on your style. Perhaps you'd like to write everything down in a day planner to help you keep track of everything you have to do. Or maybe you prefer an online to-do list that allows you to access it from any computer. It doesn't really matter how or where you keep your plan, as long as you're able to access it easily and quickly when your 10-minute productivity period begins. Once you have your format for your daily plan, you can begin to get organized. However, you don't want to spend more than 10 minutes on this aspect of productivity either. The object here is productivity, not busy work. Set a timer before you start listing the tasks you want to work on for the day. This will keep you from spending too much time on your plan. Remember, the goal is to get you to be productive in chunks, so make your goals realistic. Don't write down that you're going to balance the books if you haven't opened QuickBooks once in the last 6 months. It just isn't going to happen.